You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Come on. And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, producer Scott Eckersley along 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Stuart Dunnings III, Ingham County Prosecutor. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. It's been a busy week.
It's been an extraordinarily busy week. The first thing I wanted to talk with you about is a case that came to my attention, some action in the court this last week, and that is that, well, it's a tragic case of Adam Nevels, a senior at Okemos High School, who was killed September 3rd, 2009, after pulling out of the parking lot at the high school on Jolly Road and was struck by a 21-year-old man driving a pickup truck. That man was eventually charged. His name, if I'm pronouncing it correct, and I hope I am, is Valeriano Acosta Batista. And I'm sorry, he's 22 at this point. Maybe you can catch us up with what he was charged with. Let's start there.
Well, the gentleman in question was an illegal immigrant from Mexico. When he first came here, his Mexican driver's license was valid. If you have a valid Mexican driver's license, you can legally drive in Michigan. And if you have a valid U.S. license, you can drive in Mexico. But his license expired. And so at the time that he was driving that pickup truck, he was not legally licensed to operate a motor vehicle. And he was driving, and there was this tragic accident.
Okay, so... And just to go ahead.
We charged him with driving while license suspended or revoked, and causing death, which is the only applicable statute.
Okay. And so the process went through, he was charged, he was bond had been set at $25,000 at the time. And where has this process gone in the last year and a half to almost 2 years?
Well, there was some time before we charged as a result of the accident investigation, and quite frankly, I talked to the Nevels family, the family of the deceased, and they needed some time to just, you know, deal with the situation.
And it was, thank you for clarifying that. He was charged about a year later.
Right.
So
right.
I want to make sure I have the chronology right. Thank you.
Right. So then he went to preliminary examination. It's been on the trial docket. The defense brought a motion to quash the information and essentially to dismiss the case, saying that this statute did not apply in this situation because he had a Mexican driver's license which had expired, and therefore he didn't fall under any of the categories. We disagree, and the judge ruled in their favor, but we disagree. We have charged people, you know, in similar circumstances, and it's never been a problem. So we're kind of baffled, but we'll appeal it. We're going to appeal it.
Go ahead.
Before I made the decision to appeal, I called the Michigan Secretary of State, actually one of their chief lawyers who knows about this stuff, Colleen Turlett Brown, to ask her if I was crazy in my position on this. And she said no, that my position accurately reflects the interpretation of the Secretary of State. Because I didn't want to file an appeal and have the Secretary of State come in and say, we agree with the defendant. But that's not the case. They were just as baffled as I am.
And who is the judge at this point? In which court?
It was Judge Collette. I will say, Judge Collette is one of the judges that we appeal the least. He's a very good judge, very sound ruling, very thoughtful, very thorough. But we just don't happen to agree. Another factor in the judge's decision was the causation. The defendant actually, his driving was fine. He didn't do anything. He didn't violate any of the speed regulations or any of the traffic laws or anything to cause the accident. In fact, the young man, unfortunately, we believe, ran a stop sign, and that's why the accident occurred. However, the suspended driving while suspended causing death statute, we believe, does not require any fault on behalf of the suspended driver, any bad driving on behalf of the suspended driver. It's the mere fact that he's driving at all. The same kind of question has come up in the, with respect to the drunk driving causing death statute, and, you know, gone through the same thing, because sometimes you may have somebody who may be legally over the limit, but there's nothing wrong with their driving. And it may be the other person who violated some, you know, speed law or traffic signal, and there was the accident and the person's dead, but we've charged the OUL drunk driving, and the Supreme Court has held there is no causation question. It's a strict liability statute. So I think we're going to have to go through the same kind of legal analysis with this.
Well, and I guess, and you and I had just a few moments to talk this morning, and as you mentioned off the top, if I go to Mexico for a time period, I can certainly drive on my Michigan driver's license. He was here illegally, and that's not really part of this case either, I guess, is it?
It's not an element of the crime. But, I mean, there's another aspect in that. If a person is residing here for, I believe it's more, you know, has taken up residence in Michigan, and I believe if they're here for more than 30 or 60 days, I'd have to check, they're required to apply for a Michigan driver's license. And he was here for 2 years.
And that's exactly where I was going with this. He was living in St. John's, working in Michigan, and had been here for a period of time. Was there any kind of a plea agreement, or we didn't even get to that point with this? It was the motion to quash or dismiss, and then that was granted last week.
Right. But like I say, we're going to appeal it.
Okay, very good. And I'm sure that now the family has other, I mean, will appeal this decision, and then, and in terms of recourse, I guess suing civilly would be the only other thing.
Well, it's not the family's decision to file this appeal. It's mine, and I've made it. But, of course, we consulted with the family and let them know what we were doing. The anomalous thing here is that if Judge Collette's ruling is the correct law, then there will be circumstances where people are driving who have no business driving that could result in death, and there would be no way to charge them with anything other than give them a civil infraction ticket for no operator's license and possession.
Well, and as you and I spoke just a little bit this morning, I'm confused about this too.
Yes, well, join the ranks.
yeah, and we're not trying to make light, but it's just I'm reading this, and I don't pretend to be an attorney, but I'm reading this, and it wasn't making a lot of sense to me, so I will be very interested in how this turns out.
Okay, so am I.
We will follow up. A sad day in Lansing yesterday with an officer having to shoot someone in the bank, and unfortunately she died and found out, of course, that she was a 17-year-old, and I know it's always terribly rough on an officer when an event like this happens as well.
Yeah, it's something we never like to see, but I can't comment on that because at some point in time I'm going to have to review it and make some decisions.
Very good. And we will follow up with you when you get that case, when the investigation is complete. Sir, as always, I appreciate your time to help us kind of wade through this one. We'll be following it closely. Thank you so much.
Take care, Cheryl. Nice to talk to you.
You as well. We've been speaking with Stuart Dunnings III, who is Ingham County Prosecutor. Very interesting case. We'll follow it through. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.